not all of our, we always have a public meeting, but not everything is a required public hearing. So, anyways, I think this kind of covers both, but it's specific to a public hearing. So the order of a public hearing should be as follows: call to order and determination of quorum, presentation by staff summarizing issues relevant to the item, number three, testimony of agencies. So this is all very familiar, sounds pretty similar to what we already read. Four, presentation by the applicant petitioner, five, public comment portion of the hearing. So the chair shall request written comment from the public, so we can get written comment. We usually try to include that in your staff report if we do have something in writing. Invite the public to comment, and then six, and or C, invite the applicant or petitioner to respond. So they get a chance to present and then respond afterwards. And then invite staff to respond, and then close the public comment portion of the hearing. So that's your guide for a public hearing. Item Article 11 is minutes.
Hey, Michael, back to that. Is there, like, parameters around how much time? If there was a topic that the entire community was very interested in, and we had enough people here to go till midnight, I mean, can you cut it off or set a time limit for the public hearing? Or
yeah, you definitely have that right as chair to determine how long that hearing is going to be. If you want to hear, listen to everybody, you can do that. If for whatever reason you need to have a shorter period of time to work with, you could say, well, we're going to spend 20 minutes on public hearing on this item and keep it to 20. Or you can determine also how long the comments are going to be, and or say, hey, you know, we'd rather not hear repeated comments, so please try to have comments that are distinct from previous comments. So all of that's within your scope and ability to limit those comments. So we didn't have a city council meeting go till 3 in the morning the other day, and so we're hoping that may not happen again. We'll have to see. So it's a big item, though.
Was that the power lines?
It was about power lines. Yeah. And we did have public comment late into the night. People waited up pretty late to be able to comment on that and other items on the agenda. So wow, there's a lot of things going on, and we do have to accommodate the public, that's for sure. But it was a very important item, and the discussion was very valid, you know, all the way till 3, so I can understand why that happened.
Yeah. Didn't we pass a, whatever you want to call it, rule in the Planning Commission that we had to end by 11?
We can't take up an item after 10 o'clock, new item.
Okay, that's what it was.
So that's it, the only complication with that is if we've scheduled a public hearing, we can move that to the next item, but it becomes kind of inconvenient for the neighbors not to be able to, some of them traveled to speak that night. So I'd always suggest that if we have a public hearing, we always try to hear those that night.
Yeah.
It's the public hearing items.
And maybe schedule those at the beginning of the agenda.
Exactly. So we make sure we get to them. Article 11 is the minutes. So written minutes and recordings are public records, so we always make sure that's available. We actually have time limits in state code where those have to be available within a certain time limit. Recordings, for instance, if I remember correctly, it's 24 hours of the meeting. If somebody wants to come in and get a copy of the recording, that needs to be available for them, so we make sure that's the case. Written minutes, we have a draft, obviously, that we create, and we need to bring that back a month after at the next meeting. And so they're only official until you voted on them. So if we do hand out minutes before that time, we always make sure that it says draft, because things could change in the next Planning Commission meeting regarding those minutes. And really, the minutes are just a summary of all matters discussed and are decided by the commission. This summary shall include, we have to get the name and really address of those speaking. So it's always important they come up to the mic and state that. So we just state it down in the audience. Sometimes Melanie can't hear it in the recording. So it's always important to follow that protocol. And so let's see, the name and the substance of the testimony or comments received by any person recognized by the chairman who is not a member of the Planning Commission, staff, the applicant, and other interested parties, to the substance of the comments made by the members of the commission, and then a brief summary of any alternative decisions, actions considered by the commission, and then restatement of all motions, a complete itemization of all conditions and recommendations associated with each motion and a record by the individual member and each vote taken by the planning commission. So sometimes we've had a problem with votes where everybody votes at one time and it's hard to tell if everybody's voted, for instance. It could be that somebody hasn't voted for whatever reason. So it's good to have a roll call if there's ever any questions so we can make sure the record's accurate.
Is that the way the city council does it, one at a time?
They always do a roll call, yeah. Well, maybe not always. The minutes, maybe it's done all at once. It's usually not controversial, but any other normal item on the agenda, it's a roll call. So it's always clear who's voted. And we have had problems in the past with the planning commission. We have more members, for instance. Everybody votes at once. There's been a question in the past if somebody actually voted yea or nay on some items because everybody talks at once. We can't hear difference. So roll calls are good. That's what it comes down to.
So is that the way we should do it in our future meetings?
I think it's, if there's any question at all, I think it's good to call for a roll call. But to say that's the standard for every situation, I think it's up to the chair.
Can you ask if anybody's abstained? Like, can you say aye, nays, any abstentions?
Yeah.
And kind of take care of it that way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's definitely appropriate just to make sure we get a clear record of everybody's vote. Yeah.
Okay.
Article 12, conduct of planning commission members. So this is a larger section. Melanie did send bylaws to everybody. So I just really copied the main parts of this. Conflicts of interest, as was mentioned earlier, goes into a little more detail in this section of the bylaws. When you need to abstain and recuse is also listed in there. Now again, this doesn't cover every circumstance. It's just a very brief description of that, but I'd invite everybody to take a look at it. And I have a hard copy here if you want to read any of them specifically. Gifts and favors, that's something that there is state law on how much value any gift can be given to city council, planning commission, staff. And $50 is really that limit, so it's something to be aware of. Treatment of information, so there's a section on that. Political activity is also discussed in there. Ex parte contact that's a really interesting one, because really any item that's presented to the Planning Commission needs to be presented to all members of the Planning Commission. So, you know, we gather information as staff, we give you a report, we give you documents from the applicant and any neighbors or residents who are concerned can give us documents and we'll make sure that's sent on to you. But for an applicant to lobby you directly, that's really not allowed at all. And so where you're not an elected official, you're an appointed official, you're supposed to receive your information in this public setting. So anything that we give to you, public. An applicant shouldn't come to you asking, you know, for you to hear him or her out. And so that's something to be aware of. We don't put your contact information on our website because you're appointed officials, not elected. Now the city council's in a different situation where they are elected and they have constituents. So anyways, ex parte contact is important. Now somebody could argue, well, I'm proposing a code text amendment, it's legislative. It still needs to happen in a public process, that information being conveyed to you. And then it also talks about disciplinary action at the very end of Article 12. Article 13 is conduct of persons before the Planning Commission. So really conduct to Robert's Rules of Order is a larger book that covers every aspect of hearing process, so we fall back on that. But members of the public have an obligation to remain civil and order throughout planning commission meetings. Public clamor is also listed, and the commission should be prepared to manage any situation that might arise from its meetings. So if we know there's a really controversial item, we might want to take some precautions, and you know that has happened over time. I don't think anybody was on the planning commission when we had the greenhouse proposal for the north end of town, but that got really emotional. So members of the commission must resist the potential of becoming unduly influenced by persuasive but often irrational comments or actions. Now, I do have something to say about this. When you're active administratively, public clamor really can't come into play. But when you're active legislatively, when you're creating new law or changing the zoning map, then that is allowed. So this might need to be cleared up in the future. So it depends on which hat you're wearing that night. If it's administrative, public clamor doesn't come into play. If it's legislative, then it does. So you can consider really anything when you're looking at changing the law. But if you're looking at something that just has to meet the law, that's a different story. That's already been established. And then C is straw vote for attendees should not be taken as a true representation of the entire community. So really not a good way to go to ask everybody in the room, you know, what's their opinion, raise your hand, because just the way this works, a lot of people show up to meetings usually if they're against something generally, and so it's obviously going to be not a fair vote if you're just looking at that. So anyways, that's a overview of our Planning Commission bylaws. If you have questions specific, if you could send those to us in a couple of months, we could have attorneys come by and really answer those in more depth. So,
Michael, I just have a quick question. Administrative versus legislative issues. Is there, I know before I started on the Planning Commission, like
yeah.
we went over this some, but I think it would be helpful to have a slide that kind of summarizes the difference and kind of the different chain that happens and how we can act as
okay.
Planning Commission.
Yeah, I'd be
kind
happy
of,
to do that.
That description you just gave is probably the simplest.
Yeah, if you're following law or creating law, that's
yeah.
the biggest determining factor of it's
yeah.
administrative or legislative. If you're making law, it's legislative. If you're following the law, it's administrative. But
okay.
I do have slides that have that, and so that could be definitely a future topic because that's really important.
And examples of what is creating law. I think that would be that typically come up, like which would fall under that, and then our kind of chain of action of what we can do
okay.
on that, and like when a public hearing is required
okay.
on a topic.
Yeah, we'll have to.
So how long is the training next month on the? What's
yeah, the Open Meeting Act is. It's a pretty good training.
Okay.
I think that's probably
enough.
Enough.
Yeah.
I don't know how many items we'll get tomorrow either. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean the month after we can definitely do administrative and legislative
yeah.
and when open, you know, when public meetings are required.
Yeah.
And then you know maybe another month after that we can any specific questions on bylaws. So there's a bunch of different topics we can cover in the next 3 to 4 months.
Great, thanks.
Yeah,
thank
just,
you.
I'll look for your guidance on which order, but the Open Meetings Act is supposed to be next month.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Thanks, Michael, for putting that together. All right. Bill, were you about to make a motion?
I was. I move that we adjourn.
I'll second that.
Oh, meeting adjourned.